Commissioner Sue Hakes. She's here with a slightly different hat on. She is a recipient of the 2014 Bush Fellowships, which were awarded to 24 exceptional leaders committed to making an impact in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and some Native nations. This is a big deal, Sue Hakes.
Yes, it is. I'm honored and thrilled beyond words.
Well, it took a lot of words for you to get there, though. They put you through some paces. But first, before we go to that, tell me exactly what it is that this fellowship is designed to do and your role in it.
You know, the Bush Fellowship is really all about funding great ideas and the people who power them. Those are their words. Mm-hmm. And so they look for individuals in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and 23 tribes, as you've mentioned, that want to contribute more positively and more meaningfully in the communities that they serve.
Well, and the unique thing about Bush is that they have the fellowship, they have the money, and you determine what it is you want to do and how you want to do that, and then you have to convince them that that's worth their while.
Absolutely, and they're really flexible. I mean, I'll just say that the Bush Foundation is not the beer, and it's not the president, but it's...
but it is the 3M company.
It is the
3M. It was, you know.
Exactly. It's the 3M company, which is Archibald mm-hmm. Bush and his wife, Edith. I like to say they had a mixed marriage. He was a businessman at 3M and she was an artist.
Yes,
and so
was.
They've really supported both of those things. They've done a lot of work for the arts. They've done a lot of work in medicine. They've done a lot of work in leadership, chemical dependency treatment, domestic violence, arts. It's very broad what they like to consider is contributing mm-hmm. meaningfully to a community.
Well, this is no mean task. 400 people applied, and then that was whittled down, and finally 24 were selected. But as a part of that winnowing process, if you will, you were asked to describe your vision for strengthening or contributing to the common good of the region and to explain how you'd use your fellowship to achieve that vision. So what'd you tell them when they asked?
You know, at the highest level, I think that Greater Minnesota lacks, we lag behind the metro mm-hmm. areas. And I think it's really important to all of Minnesota that rural Minnesota thrive. And to do that, I think we need to build our leadership capacity in Greater Minnesota. And that's what I hope to do first in myself, personally, by going back to school. And then I hope to support local and regional leaders in mm-hmm. our community and in northeastern Minnesota. And the idea is that we learn how to solve some of our own problems so that Greater Minnesota can survive and thrive, and that we can begin closing that disparity gap between us and the metro areas. And then lastly, I hope that out of that, we can build coalitions in rural Minnesota so that we can have a more unified, stronger voice at a state level.
There's a lot of people in rural Minnesota that are concerned about the fact that the population shift is now no longer in our favor, and that is also being brought up on the legislative level because the metro legislators are a little bit less concerned about us. So what you're talking about is important, certainly, because we're right at that shift. Now, so how are you going to do this? Well, you said more education. You got a plan?
I do. I'm applying for graduate school at the University of Minnesota, Humphrey School, mm-hmm. and I hope to enter that program this fall in public leadership, and I'm going to augment that with about, I think, three leadership classes at Harvard University. They've got a program called the Executive Education Program, and I'm very excited about that, and looking forward to taking three of their leadership classes. In addition to that, the Bush Foundation has events throughout the two-year fellowship mm-hmm. where the 24 Bush Fellows in my yeah. cohort will work together, learn from each other, share experiences, and have educational retreats around leadership throughout the 2 years, which I think is also a huge part of it is, you know, is that piece of it, the networking, the people that I'll meet, the people that I will learn from and hopefully share with that can make me a better leader and help me build leadership capacity in Cook County.
Well, and that's important because the Bush Foundation says that one of your goals is to strengthen your ability to contribute to the common good in the community. Putting that another way, how are you going to do that? Are you going to stay in community service here?
Well, I got to tell you, I love being in public service. I've really, really enjoyed the volunteer work that I've done. I've enjoyed being mayor. I am currently enjoying being a county commissioner. What I'm trying to figure out right now is how can I best use my skills and passion to contribute most positively to my community, and I haven't quite figured out what that looks like yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, that's fair enough, because obviously if you're going to go back to college and you're going to go out east for a while, you're going to be gone.
I will be gone. Thankfully, the courses at Harvard are short. They're like 1 week long or 3 weeks long, and so it is possible that I could remain in my position as a county commissioner and do the Bush Fellowship, but I'm trying to evaluate that now and make sure that I could do both well, and to also see if that's where I think I can put my skills to best use.
Mm-hmm. Just as a point of information, you have how much time left in your current elected term?
My term ends this year.
It does?
Yep.
So that would mean November?
November. Okay. And the filing period is in May.
So we can expect a decision sometime?
Yeah. Fairly sometime soon. You bet.
Okay. Well, this is a big deal. I'm glad you mentioned that Bush, does these kinds of leadership as well as the arts, because in case people have forgotten, Hazel Belvo has received at least once their the Bush Artist Fellowship. So we've got one of each now in Cook County.
Yes, and I would just like to encourage people to go to bushfoundation.org and look at the leadership program. Because there weren't very many recipients in rural Minnesota.
No, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think it would be really good to build that number and take advantage of this and other programs. And if anybody wants to talk to me about what that process was like, they can just give me a call or send me an email. I'd be happy, because I'd love to see more people from northeastern Minnesota apply for it.
And it is a pretty diverse group of people, but ethnically and culturally diverse, not necessarily demographically diverse. I noticed, I'm looking at the list right now, there's a lot of metro, and not necessarily our metro area, but larger cities, Fargo, places like that.
Yeah, it really fits into my project, actually. Mm-hmm. It is really metro-centric.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to have some more representation from greater Minnesota.
Well, we will look forward to having you do just that.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your calling me in to talk about it today.
Well, I'm very impressed with this. I think this is a great deal for Cook County, where I'm, and I know that there are also some folks that had a big turnout for the Blandon Leadership Group this time around, on a much different scale. But still, there are people that want to step up and put rural Minnesota back in the spotlight and take care of the needs and the sometimes crying needs of rural Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. The work of Blandon throughout rural Minnesota has been amazing, and in particular in Cook County. They have done some great work, and I'm really looking forward to working more closely with the past graduates and then just the most recent class of Blandon. It's exciting.
Okay, Sue Hakes is the county commissioner, but she's also a Bush Fellowship and Leadership Award winner, and we congratulate you, and hopefully maybe we can come back here and there and talk about what you're learning.
It'd be awesome.
Okay, thanks, Sue.